Yeah, I mean, the intensity level will still be high. It's a rivalry game. It's a division game. But I think both teams would like to be in a better situation. And I think, you know, we got to be realistic, though. We're 3-3. We're a game back in Chicago and got a good opportunity, you know, to still accomplish all the goals we set forth at the beginning of the season. But it's time to start playing the kind of ball that, especially on offense, the kind of ball that we're expected to play and we feel we're capable of playing.
Do you think compared to last year, the Barstow kind of back burner sort of going into this game just because where you guys are at too? Do you think that stuff's on back burner?
I think that's, as opposed to last year, the main headlines are more about the team stuff than individual player stuff this week. Yeah.
Are you feeling now a week away, another week under your belt in recovery from concussion and everything? Do you feel any lingering effects?
No, I don't feel any lingering effects. And honestly, they wouldn't let me practice last Thursday and Friday and play it if there was. So thankfully, I was asymptomatic. Did I say that right? Yeah.
Asymptomatic?
Asymptomatic? Yeah, thank you very much. I know symptoms. Beginning last Thursday and was able to practice and play, thankfully. You know, our staff takes that stuff very seriously, our medical staff, and it's nice to be on the back end of that.
What do you feel about the NFL maybe cracking down and maybe starting to suspend guys that do something like that?
Well, I think it's been an area of that they've focused on the last 6 years that I've been in the league. Every year it seems like player safety is at the top of their list, and I think it's good. You know, I think, you know, when you're finding guys $5,000, $7,500 for hits when they're making millions of dollars, that's not going to mean as much to them or really get their attention. But you saw the fines this week. I mean, 50, 50, 75, that's going to get a guy's attention. And I think each case needs to be looked at individually. And if you can try and look into the intent, because I think it's a violent sport, so often you're not going to be able to avoid some of those hits. Offensive players may duck their head. There could be situations where a hit like that can be semi-unavoidable. But I think the ones you need to crack down on, and they are, obviously, is the ones that have a malicious intent.
And you seemed a little annoyed, I guess would be the term, at the refereeing on Sunday at points. Some of it was looked like shots, and some of it was maybe some of the cornerback stuff. How do you balance kind of working the referees, I guess, for lack of a better term?
Well, it's always been my, you know, the way I've done things to make sure that I have a good relationship with those guys. And it's tough when you may feel like sometimes you should get a call that you don't get. But you got to trust those guys that they're doing the best job they can do. Now, there's two guys behind the quarterback now, which was my only frustration in the fact that I felt like I've taken a couple shots that definitely... You know, one a guy was fined. I'm not sure if the last one had a fine attached to it, but you know, I felt like personally that it could have been a flaggable offense.
Do you see any tension between offensive players and defensive players even within the same locker room over this issue?
No.
Can I just talk about the front seven? It's been together. I'm sorry, DJ was here last year, but that's a group that's had a lot of snaps together.
Yeah, they're very good. Their front seven is as good as any seven that we're going to face. And, you know, it really starts with their ends. You know, I think Ray Edwards is finally getting the due that he deserves. He's a very talented player. You know, when you're playing opposite of Jared Allen, it's tough to get the kind of credit you deserve, and he does deserve a lot. And then the guys up front, Williams, the guys inside, the Williams, Kevin, and Pat, are as good as it gets at a nose and three technique that we're going to play in the league. So it starts with those four up front. The linebacking crew I work out with Ben Lieber and have a lot of respect for him and his abilities. EJ, you know, sometimes he's lost in the fold somehow. But I think, you know, when you're playing in a conference with Patrick Willis and John Beeson and London Fletcher and some of these guys, I guess you can forget about a guy like that, but I'll tell you what, any team that plays the Vikings, you got to figure out where E.J. Henderson is. And then Chad Greenway is a guy who's been in the league for 5 years, missed 1 year from an injury, but he's as smart and savvy as they come for a young player and makes a lot of plays for him.
Aaron, you were sacked 14 times in those two games last year against the Vikings. How much did that limit what you guys could do offensively? Limit your ability to win?
Well, negative yards plays, you know, are always going to put you in difficult situations. We've had too many of those. I think we've had 16 third and 11 pluses, and those are tough to convert. So we need to try and avoid those negative yards plays. That put us in a hole last year because we were having to convert some third downs that were tough to convert. So we need to find a way to block those guys up, and I need to get the ball in my hand and hopefully keep those sticks moving this week.
Does that concern you a lot, considering how many times they sacked you last year going into this game, you know, on Sunday, just how many times they did what they did to you last year?
I like the way our line's playing. I think, you know, I'm not sure what Mark's status is going to be, but, you know, Brian potentially could be entering his third start at tackle, and Chad is healthy, and the three interior are playing as good as they've played here.
Any game with the Vikings is big, but they've won the last three in this series. I know that's something you guys want to completely change and make some Packer fans back feeling good about this rivalry.
Well, yeah, you know, anytime you play especially the Vikings and the Bears, those are two games that the fans are, you know, really pulling for you to win. And obviously, you know, when you play division opponents, it's important because often those are the tiebreakers. And when you get down to December and you're figuring out, you know, playoff tiebreakers and stuff, it's important to win those games, especially at home. You know, we lost last year at home against them, and this is a game that we need to set the tone early and get the crowd involved and keep them involved the entire game.
I know on a Sunday night against the Vikings, you know, you against Brett, that's a big storyline. I mean, it's got the greatest to be in that situation. It's a national spotlight game, and I think you guys are psyched to play in that type of fight.
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, we enjoy those kind of games, but I'll be honest, I kind of like the 12 o'clock games better.
Aaron, you're a golfer. When it doesn't go so well for a golfer, you're out there by yourself, but if you try too hard, that generally doesn't help it. For an offense, are there any parallels with guys trying too hard when you have 11 guys trying to make it?
I don't know. I don't know what the proper analogy is here. I just think we need to do a better job situationally. You know, we haven't done a good enough job getting 7 on the board. In the red zone, and done a poor job on third down. So I got to look at myself first, and I got to play better. I'm not playing up to the standard I've set for the way, you know, for the way I've played in my 38 starts. I got to play better.
A lot of those third downs, though, the last couple of weeks have been third and long, you know, because of a false start or, you know, maybe a sack, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you pull that off now in this primetime game against a tough defensive team like the Vikings?
Well, I think you got to be good on first and second down. That's where it starts. You have to put yourself in third and manageable. You know, we're not going to convert every third down, but we feel like if we're getting ourselves in third and six or less, you know, those are definitely, especially at home, not having a crowd noise issue, those are third downs that we need to convert, you know, more times than not.